So we share together in our opening prayer of confession. Let us pray. Loving God, you have known us from our mother's womb. You know when we struggle to hear your voice, and you know when we fail to acknowledge your love. Help us to be assured of your presence and to see your love in action. Guide us, heal us, and free us, that we may recognize you at work in the world. May we heed your call and celebrate your loving acceptance. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And in the gracious love of Christ, we are set free from our sin and sorrow. We rejoice, for Christ has rescued us all. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Our reading is from the book of Luke. Caroline reads for us from chapter 13, reading verses 10 to 21.
Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites, does not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it to water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things being done by him. He said, "Therefore, what is the kingdom of God like? And to what should I compare it? It is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in the garden. It grew and became a tree, and the birds of the air made nests in its branches." And again he said, "To what should I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in until there were 3 measures of flour, until all of it was leavened."
Imagine what it must be like to spend your life bent double and unable to stand up straight. When you walk around, you cannot raise your head, so your horizon shrinks and you can only see a few feet ahead. When you speak to someone, you either have to look at their shoes or twist sideways to look them in the eye. It would be a painful condition, hard on the joints and socially isolating too. You'd get used to being ignored and to conversation passing you by. People want to talk face to face. No one wants to talk to the top of your head. Gradually, as your condition persists, you begin to accommodate it. Your expectations from life shrink, as do your horizons. If you struggle to imagine this day-to-day reality of life, then spare a thought for the woman in the synagogue, the woman that Jesus spots in the crowd and calls over. And then, unexpectedly, Jesus heals her. Now she can stand tall. Now she can turn her face to the sun and count the stars at night. Now she can talk to people face to face and look them in the eye. For the first time in many years, she can actually belong and relate to the community in which she has lived for so long. It is a wonderful Bible story that reveals the healing, including, and liberating work of God in the world. is also an important story. And we know this because Jesus feels the need to provide a commentary on it in the form of the two short parables which follow. They're linked to the healing with the word therefore. So we know that the parables connect to what has just happened. In the parables, we learn that the kingdom of God, that is God's love and grace breaking into this world, that kingdom always exceeds expectations. A mustard seed may seem an unpromising beginning, but it grows and stands tall and straight, rather like the woman in the healing story. Similarly, yeast may seem smelly and useless, but it changes everything when mixed with a large quantity of flour. Jesus simply wants to show us that when God works in human life, even in small ways, even for one person, it changes everything. Suddenly, our meager expectations grow, our small horizons expand, and personal and community life is transformed. May we see this happen in our own lives and in our own communities. Our second hymn is number 655. In Singing the Faith. These are modern words set to a familiar tune. We cannot measure how you heal or answer every sufferer's prayer, yet we believe your grace responds where faith and doubt unite to care.